It's a pretty bad first day of work when hundreds of thousands of people marched through the streets calling for your resignation. That's what happened yesterday to Hong Kong's new leader. NPR's Louisa Lim is in Hong Kong with the story.
More protests greeted Hong Kong's new leader, Leung Chun-ying, this morning as he kicked off a listening tour of the island. Visiting a welfare association, he met protesters, both for and against him. Leung said he hoped he could fight together with the people, and he vowed to listen seriously and humbly to people's demands. If he was listening yesterday, he couldn't have missed the calls for him to step down. Organisers say 400,000 people took to the streets. When asked why the turnout was so big, lawmaker Leung Yu-chung's answer was simple.
He is a liar. He always tells lies. So people don't like him, and people come up to say no to him.
The new leader was selected by an elite committee, but he received just over half their votes. Building regulations had sunk his main contender, specifically the discovery he had a huge illegal basement. Leung himself vowed he was clean, but just last week he was discovered to have six illegal structures in his house. He's a surveyor by trade. The strength of opposition to him has surprised analysts.
It is the first day of the new administration. It already mobilized about 5% of the population. I think you should say that it is a political crisis.
Ivan Choi from the Chinese University of Hong Kong. He says Leung's problems are compounded since he's not entirely trusted either by pro-government politicians or by the business sector.
When you find that you have a large rally to oppose CY Leung, but at the same time you cannot consolidate the business tycoon and the pro-government came to support you, you would be in a more serious political crisis.
There's been public dissatisfaction at the influence of Hong Kong's powerful tycoons, and Leung had been the candidate pushing change. But today, one newspaper called him a lame duck. Joseph Cheng from City University says he is damaged.
More than half of the population in Hong Kong have strong doubts on his integrity. He is seen to be a weak chief executive. He has to depend much more on support from the Chinese authorities. And people wonder if he has the political will and the political support to challenge the vested interests, especially the big businesses.
For Beijing, there are also concerns the massive protests could serve as an inspiration to mainlanders. Censors have been busy deleting pictures of the march on Chinese Twitter. But mainland tourists were in awe. This is extremely good, said a 26-year-old mainlander who gave his name as Mr. Lee. I'm very moved. I'd very much like to live in this place. President Hu Jintao was in town for the inauguration. At a gala, he sang with the new chief executive. Sing a song of praise for our dear motherland, the chorus went, towards prosperity and a strong nation. China's leaders already face a difficult power transition this fall, following a domestic political scandal. They may now fear their choice of leader in Hong Kong could undermine them further. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Hong Kong.